Imagine two organizations with identical resources, talent, and market opportunities. One consistently delivers breakthrough innovations, adapts seamlessly to challenges, and dominates its industry. The other struggles with missed deadlines, quality issues, and a perpetual state of firefighting. What makes the difference? According to Gene Kim and Steven Spear, it's not better people or more resources, it's how the organization is wired. The social circuitry that connects people determines whether their collective intelligence solves problems or creates them. This insight forms the foundation of a revolutionary approach to organizational excellence that has transformed companies from Toyota to Amazon and even military operations like the U.S. Navy's fighter pilot program. Organizational work operates across three layers: technical objects, layer one, tools, layer two, and social processes determining success, layer three. When this system functions well, people have what they need when they need it. When poor, energy gets wasted compensating for systemic issues rather than creating value. Three mechanisms transform organizations from danger zones to winning zones. One, slowification, moving problem solving from high pressure environments to controlled planning and practice spaces. Two, simplification, breaking down complex problems through incrementalization, modularization, and linearization. Three, amplification, making problems visible early and highlighting small issues before they become disasters. These mechanisms have proven effective across diverse industries, from manufacturing to healthcare, software to military operations, providing a universal roadmap for creating conditions where people can solve difficult problems effectively. Why do your best ideas often come in the shower or on a walk? Because under pressure, we default to fast, instinctive thinking that fails with novel challenges. Slowification creates environments where analytical and creative thinking can flourish. In 1968, U.S. Navy pilots suffered a 2-to-1 loss ratio against North Vietnamese MiGs. After establishing the Navy Fighter Weapons School, Top Gun, where pilots trained in simulated combat, the shoot-down ratio improved to 13-to-1 by 1973. The MIT Sloan School sailing team developed a strategy of deliberately pausing during competitions to review problems. After finishing last in early heats, they soon led the pack and won championships three consecutive years with their diagrammed playbook. NASA's Apollo program exemplifies slowification through rigorous simulation. This preparation proved crucial during the Apollo 11 landing when complications arose. The crew had already developed necessary plans through intensive practice. Leaders must resist the tyranny of maintaining operating tempo to create space for slowification. As ancient wisdom suggests, working with a dull axe requires more strength. Leaders must make time to sharpen the axe by creating opportunities for deliberate learning before crises occur. Imagine coordinating hundreds of people moving furniture throughout a hotel. The complexity multiplies with each addition. Simplification addresses this challenge through three key techniques. Incrementalization separates new elements from validated ones. The Wright brothers achieved powered flight in 1903 for just $1,000, while Samuel Langley spent $50,000 and failed. They succeeded by testing flight components separately. Apple's iPhone team enabled rapid experimentation by basing the iPhone OS on existing OS X, supporting only one phone model and limiting scope to 16 core applications. Modularization divides large systems into smaller pieces connected through defined interfaces. As Amazon grew, Jeff Bezos restructured around two pizza teams working independently. Teams exposed functionality through service interfaces, increasing deployment frequency from 20 per year in 2002 to 136,000 per day by 2015. Linearization organizes problem solving within sequential workflows. A pharmaceutical company demonstrated this by restructuring siloed processes into coherent ones. By establishing unified priorities and implementing a design-make-test cycle with clear handoffs, they cut development time from 13 to 6 months and generated 5x more qualified hits with the same staff. Have you ever worked in an organization where problems are swept under the rug until they become crises? This represents a failure of amplification, the third critical mechanism for organizational excellence. Amplification makes problems obvious early, enabling faster system stabilization. The process forms a feedback loop. Sender transmits signal, receiver receives it, corrective action occurs, and sender confirms resolution. Southwest Airlines' catastrophic failure during Winter Storm Elliott in December 2022 demonstrates amplification breakdown. While other airlines recovered as weather improved, Southwest collapsed with 17,000-plus canceled flights because their crew scheduling system couldn't handle the disruption volume. This wasn't isolated. Southwest had experienced major system failures approximately every 18 months without addressing underlying issues. In contrast, Toyota's San Antonio truck plant shows effective amplification. Their organizational structure is deliberately inverted. Each leader's job is to support those above them, with customer-facing associates at the top. When issues arise, team leaders respond immediately, with clear escalation paths when needed. Leaders must create conditions where people feel safe reporting problems. Organizations that foster cooperation, open communication about bad news, shared risks, cross-functional bridging, genuine inquiry after failures, and encourage novelty perform better on every measure. What does it take to be a leader who creates winning organizations? The authors contrast two fundamentally different mindsets, transactional versus developmental. Transactional leaders treat workers as resources to be optimally scheduled, objects to fit into their management system. They focus on metrics, compliance, and maintaining operational tempo. Developmental leaders collaborate with workers to create conditions where people can solve difficult problems. They recognize that achievement isn't limited by scarce resources, but by current knowledge, limitations that productive learning can overcome. The key shift is from making workers fit the system to redesigning the system around workers. Learning leaders create psychologically safe cultures where ideas flow freely, embrace uncertainty, prioritize questions over answers, and emphasize training. The authors recommend starting with a model line, a small but coherent segment of the enterprise where new approaches can be tested. These areas should have natural boundaries and clear start-stop points, allowing people to experience behavior changes before belief changes. This approach connects familiar concepts, Agile, DevOps, Deming, Toyota Production System, OODA Loops, showing them as complementary tools addressing different aspects of the same challenges, rather than competing methodologies. Start by asking three simple questions. 1. Are we solving our toughest problems in planning and practice, where we can iterate and learn? 2. Are our problems being shaped to be simpler and easier to solve? 3. Are problems being called out loudly so they can be addressed rather than hidden? The difference between organizations that win and those that struggle isn't mysterious, it's systematic and learnable. By applying slowification, simplification, and amplification, leaders create social circuitry that enables effective problem solving, resulting in more cohesive teams, improved decisions, and smoother projects. Work becomes meaningful rather than frustrating, and innovation flourishes as creative energies focus on value creation instead of overcoming systemic obstacles. As Churchill noted, we shape our buildings and afterwards our buildings shape us. Similarly, we design organizational social circuitry, which then shapes how we work together. Your journey from danger zone to winning zone begins with a single step. Start small, build momentum through early wins, and watch these principles transform both how work gets done and the experience of work itself.